This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, teaming up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters again this year because, yeah, we got to put those new coats on the kids that need them. This holiday season, man, that's what we're doing. It's cold out there. $20, all it takes to put a brand new coat on a child that doesn't have one. And look, you can be part of the 69 Club, too. The 69 Crew is making it happen.
69 Crew is what's up, and lots of people have been donating $69 or more.
Yeah.
Which our goal is $35,000, so the numbers just keep rising, and that's pretty awesome, thanks to all the Rockaholics that are stepping up, including somebody like Steve. He's part of the hashtag 69 Crew and even wrote, nice, just like the coats. Silver nice Sal donated over $50. Shout out to Matt, over $100, saying no one should suffer, especially kids. I'm donating in memory of my recently late grandfather, Alfred, who helped raise me and was kind to everyone that he met. That's really freaking cool, Matt. Matt Popor.
Good job, Matt. It's pretty simple, man. Whatever you can give, it doesn't have to be the full 20. Whatever you give does help. You can also share on your social media. Any donation keeps these kids warm. It's all for the kids here in Washington State. You want more info about Coats for Kids? You want to make a donation? Go to KISW.com.
Let's play B Mix.
I will be anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock. You're going down and I'm going to rock. It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. Don't be a loser. Whoa, B-Mix, you're a loser.
It is time to B-Mix. And guys, we've made it. It is Friday. Happy Friday, everyone.
Yeah.
I hope everyone out there has a great time.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Brian in Hoodsport. Brian, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to see Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and also announced that part of the tour, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Wow.
They're all going to be over at the T-Mobile Park.
Hey.
At T-Mobile Park on September 2nd. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, you can get them now through LiveNation.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Brian will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Brian, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
In Star Wars, what was the name of the bounty hunter who confronted Han Solo in the cantina?
Pass.
What year did rapper Mac Miller pass away?
2013?
No.
14?
No.
15?
No. What decade was the shoe company Vans founded?
89.
No.
Uh-oh.
90.
No.
92.
No. Mila Kunis starred in the 2018 action comedy The Spy Who What?
Yeah, I'm stupid today. Pass.
What name did B.B. King give to his guitar?
Oh, God, I know this too. Mary Lou?
No.
Pass.
From what language did the English borrow the word soy?
Spanish?
No.
French?
No. Well, yeah. Sorry, Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
You
got an egg.
Yeah, you got a goose egg there.
Okay.
He's got one thing right.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, I mean.
Hey, it was fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it was fun. I'm glad you had some fun there.
Good job, buddy.
Yep. And Steve.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
In Star Wars, what was the name of the bounty hunter who confronted.
Boba Fett.
No.
Oh.
Who confronted Han Solo in the cantina?
Boba Het.
No.
Good old Boba Het.
Boba Met.
No. What year did rapper Mac Miller pass away?
Oh, he passed away in 2018.
Yes. What decade was the shoe company Vans founded?
The 60s.
Yes. Mila Kunis starred in the 2018 action comedy The Spy Who... What?
Fantasized about Steve Meigs.
No.
That's it.
Damn it. Spy Who Shagged Me?
No.
Spy Who... Had fun.
No. What name did B.B. King give to his guitar?
Lucille.
Yes.
Nice.
From what language did the English borrow the word soy?
I'm going to say from Japan.
Yes. According to the Bible, who died at the ripe old age of 930?
That Moses?
No.
That 930? I can't remember this. Why am I brain farting?
I don't know.
Is it Joe?
No.
John.
John.
No.
John.
George H.W. Bush served in which branch of the U.S. military?
Nice. He served in the Army.
No! 1, 2, 3, 4. Steve, you only got 4 correct, but Brian got 0, so you win!
0?
Yeah, it wasn't a great day for him.
Sorry, Brian.
Yeah, he's gone.
Peace out, buddy.
Yeah. You are the man.
Yeah, really? Do you think you deserve a song?
I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Does he deserve a song? I feel like no.
Win's a win.
Someone had to be a winner.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be Brian.
Yeah, that's a fact.
BJ, who was the bounty hunter in the Star Wars cantina?
Greedo.
Greedo.
Damn it. Yeah. He shot first.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mila Kunis starred in the 2018 action comedy The Spy Who Blank.
Died?
No.
Dumped Me.
That's what I knew. The Spy Who Loved Me was a James Bond movie,
mm-hmm.
and I knew it was. I couldn't think of what it was. Spy Who Dumped Me.
And then, according to the Bible, who died at the ripe old age of 930?
Was that Jonah?
No.
Oh, he was in the whale.
He was.
Yeah.
It was Adam.
Adam was 930?
According to the Bible.
Good old Adam. I didn't know
Damn
he lived
it.
That long.
Time to go back to Bible study.
Yeah, right.
I mean, seriously, he gets kicked out of paradise. He's got to live for 900 some odd years. Wow, that stinks.
Think about what he did.
Yeah, man.
And then George H.W. Bush wasn't in the Army. He was in the...
Air Force.
No.
Marines.
Navy. No. Navy, there we go.
That's what I
said. I swore he was in the Air Force. Wow, okay, Navy it is.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You won with 4 correct.
Caller number 4, guess what? You are a big winner. 206-421-ROCK. Caller number 4 is winning the prize. All right, here's a question, and this is a very interesting question. When you're washing your dishes...
Mm-hmm.
Do you just wash the food off of the top, or do you give the bottom a quick pass too?
Of course. Yeah, you wash the whole dish.
He got really passionate about that.
Yeah, he did. Well,
why is this even up for debate?
Well, it is, and people are like you. There are people.
Do you wash your hands? You just wash one side of the hand and not the other?
No, but you don't eat off the bottom of the plate.
No, but you put it in the sink, and the sink is dirty, has germs in it.
I'm saying if you eat your dinner and you walk over to wash it, you wash it real quick, you don't need to wash the bottom.
I don't know. If you get something saucy, you might have some sauce or cheese that drips off the edge.
I'm surprised that Vicky is against not washing the plate.
That's a good point. I can't believe I'm on the side of being extra cleanly.
Yeah.
It's not even extra cleanly. It's just being cleanly. It's normal.
But what rush are you in that you can't just give yourself an extra 5 seconds to just kind of take care of the bottom as well?
I just it's already clean. There's nothing that's wrong with it.
There is a good point. I don't know how. I mean, unless for some reason you're just a slob and you're just dumping everything on the bottom, I don't know how the bottom gets dirty.
I get if you put it in a sink and it's been sitting there, that's gross. But if you literally just get up from the kitchen table and you just go wash the inside, I don't see why you need to wash the bottom.
I'm not going to get mad at you. It's not like I'm never going over to Danny's house again. He clearly eats with filthy dishes.
Out of all the times
I see what you mean.
They are filthy.
The trouble is that this is a debate on Twitter, but there's no scientific reason to do either or not do either. And that's the thing that gets me.
But do you need science to know whether or not you should clean your dishes?
Well, the bottom, yeah. I mean, I don't see any reason to clean the bottom if I haven't eaten off of it and it's not dirty. I don't understand the point of cleaning it. And that's why I was like, if science tells me yes, okay, but all people just going is, now I know why mom wouldn't let me eat at other people's houses because they don't clean the bottom of their dishes. Like, why would you clean the bottom of the dish? It's just sitting on the table, and I imagine you clean your table.
Yeah, I always put all the dishes in the sink first, and then I wash them. I don't do one at a time. Like, okay, bring your, you know. So they're obviously touching the sink. The sink is 100% clean all the time.
Oh, see, I'm a one-dish man. Because I live alone, pretty much. I mean,
you live with two wonderful people, your daughter and Johnny Roberts.
I don't eat with them.
Yeah,
I can't
they have their own refrigerator
savages.
Downstairs.
Yeah.
They got everything they
need. They got their own thing.
One texter says, though, if you live in the 21st century, you don't have to wash either side because we have this magical technology called a dishwasher.
It's true. His name is Steve.
Yeah, we don't touch. Man.
I don't think you've used your dishwasher, and you got a brand new one.
I'll be honest. It's been I would say in the 9 years I've lived in that house, we have used that dishwasher under 15 times.
Oh, my gosh.
That's amazing.
And we only use it, maybe a little bit more. My wife will sometimes use it just because she says, I hear I'm supposed to use this from time to time. I'm like, yeah, we should use it every time so I don't have to damn wash the same dishes. I really don't know why we don't use the dishwasher. It's just something about my wife just likes washing the dishes immediately after eating dinner.
Well, does she like to hang her clothes out on a clothesline? Why does she use the dryer?
It's just this one little thing that she doesn't like to have them sitting there, and she just wants to wash them, put them back in the cupboards, and be done with it.
When I made the mistake of not drying one of my towels because it was still in the dryer, everything else was dry, but the towel was still wet. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I'll just let it dry normally. You know, I'm not going to put that.
Hang dry it.
Oh, dude, it was so rough.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the dryer makes everything so amazing.
That
I
whole
forgot.
Softening thing, right?
I mean, my mom back in the day used to have to hang stuff out in the clothesline, and I've forgotten how rough everything is when you don't dry it. It's like this is the greatest creation of mankind, the dishwasher and the clothes dryer. Which is why I don't understand women don't get happy when you give it to them as an anniversary gift.
How does that work out for you?
I don't understand why they don't get happy. It's the greatest creation of mankind. Why would they be upset when you give them that greatest gift?
It's a terrible idea, that's why.
Why? It's the best thing that humankind has ever done.
So it says when you stack plates, then while they're put away, the bottom gets the top dirty on the other dish.
Yeah, I can understand that. I can understand that. But I think people are right. You just give them a quick. See, well, here's what I do because I don't trust my dishwasher.
You at least give it a rinse?
Oh, I don't rinse. I wash it, then put it in the dishwasher. I'm the crazy guy. I just don't trust it. I know it cleans and it gets a skillion degrees, but I just don't trust it. So I clean it first, then throw it in there for the extra clean.
See, my parents are like that with our foster baby, Prince Migs.
Yes.
They will wash all his bottles by hand because they're like, but what if the stuff in the dishwasher? I'm like, the dishwasher cleans. It's not like it's just sitting with grossness.
See, your parents care about Prince Migs.
Yeah, with us, they didn't care.
You don't care.
I will say that with bottles, that if you use formula, that gets stuck in the little nipple of the bottle, and you have to hand wash those.
Oh, yeah.
That does not come out.
You're right, Danny.
There's little holes, and it's stinky.
Formula always gets stuck in my nipples. It's a beating.
Yeah, excuse me?
Yeah, just saying.
That you should see a doctor about. One texter says, let's stop this debate. Paper plates ring supreme.
Good job, wasteful person.
I know. Look at you guys.
Killing trees.
There's no winning.
It's compostable. You get the compostable paper plates and you're giving back to the environment, people.
And when you put food on it and do that sort of thing, and most places don't compost unless you're in Seattle.
Yeah, well, guess what? That's because Seattle's just like washing machines and clothes dryers, the best.
Why doesn't everyone just take the pot of food and eat straight from it all at once? There you go. Problem solved then. That's just as logical.
That was you hamburgers.
Wait. Hold on a second, OCD girl. You're going to be eating from the same pot as four or five other people at the same time?
I actually don't mind swapping spit.
Huh?
Excuse me?
You don't mind?
It's like a weird turn.
She's weird. How do you get mad about germs, but you have no problem with a saliva fest going on in your food?
How the hell are people eating?
Well, she said she wants to share the same bowl, like the same pot.
Yeah, but nobody's like sitting over a bowl drooling into it as they're eating.
Oh, yeah, but people have a problem with double dipping.
Yeah,
I don't.
Seriously.
I don't either.
What is wrong with both of you? And Steve,
yes.
People drool when they eat. It happens. It might not be like a massive drool.
Hey, only you when
dogs?
It's a no-name cake.
Oh, yeah, I do drool with a no-name cake.
Why'd you have to bring it up?
Because I have
now
to
he
go,
has to go walk and go.
I'm gonna go walk and get another one today.
If you start walking now, it'll be open by the time you get there.
Oh man!
BJ and Migs mornings on the Rock 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say? They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Yes, this is your time. This is your 15 seconds, maybe 30 seconds. You might get 40 seconds of fame. But do remember, whatever you do, Steve has this rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, and it's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you will be gonged and we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
We're getting some text messages about the dumb things you do that if we asked your parents what's the dumbest thing you've done,
yeah.
what they would say,
yep.
just based on a conversation we had earlier. Somebody says, used to have Aquanet fireballs.
Wow. Yeah, those...
Another person, when I was 10, I accidentally set a dumpster on fire.
Oh, there we go.
Accidentally.
It happens. It happens. I'm telling you. Grandma's house, dumpster.
Randomly happens.
Dumpster fires.
Maybe he was setting something on fire and just threw it away, and it got a lot bigger than he planned.
Yeah.
My dad even replied to this whole thing. He texted me. He was listening. And he said the dumbest thing that I did was I was like 3 or 4, and I went. We were outside of a McDonald's, and I had all my cousins with me, and I was the only one who spoke English. So I proceeded to take all the McDonald's cups out of the garbage and then go up to the front and ask for refills for all of us.
Oh.
So we got free soda.
Oh.
From the garbage cups.
Yep. They put us, I took the straws out.
So, it's clean.
So I got new straws.
It's clean.
But it was in the garbage.
You nasty.
They always tell that story.
How funny that's the thing that stands out for your pops.
For my dad, yeah.
Yeah. How old were you?
Like 3 or 4.
Oh, well, 3 or 4, you don't know any better. Okay, I'll give
you
that.
No, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, yesterday. Although that doesn't seem like a bad idea.
Which is funny because you're such a germ freak.
Right.
That back
so
then.
Gross.
Could you imagine you doing that now?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
You've evolved into a germ freak. You weren't before.
Right.
And what happened to you?
I don't know.
Maybe this.
Yeah, that might have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to my therapist.
All right. 206-421-ROCK.
I want to.
Yeah,
no.
Hard pass on that, but thanks.
That's why I pay extra.
I want to talk to Channing Tatum's therapist after that thing he posted yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've been listening to me in my therapy sessions? It's like, okay, we're going to get the launch codes from him.
Earlier we talked about the guy that freaked out because his wife and him, they went to a strip club. The strippers brought the wife up on stage. They started taking her clothes off, and he had a big argument with her.
Yeah, he punched the guy in the nose.
He did, allegedly. Yeah. Punched a guy in the nose. Somebody says... If you as a guy go to a strip club to look at naked women and your wife is there as a guest as you are and her clothes come off, you've got nothing to complain about because you're always there to look at naked women. Whether or not she's your wife has no bearing on the matter because if you get upset, now you're displaying a double standard.
Here's the problem.
That's not right logic.
Here's the thing. When it comes to human beings... Unless you know how a human being ticks, you will not understand how their actions don't make sense logically because you don't know how they tick. Men can be territorial where women don't, on average, don't have that. So that's why to some people it might go, that makes no sense. But if you realize that, no, men just do not, this is mine, you will not take and see what's mine. I think it's primal as to why a guy gets pissed off about that. I believe it's a primal biological core. That's my belief.
Well, I just said my opinion is that you guys should be okay with it before you go into an establishment like that. And I don't have the same feeling. Like, I know my wife would not be okay if we went, like, if, let's just say, went to a gentleman's club. Not gentlemen's for women, but, like, you know, Peckers on Parade.
Oh, Peckers on Parade, my favorite place.
That should be the name of the next strip club.
Yeah.
And I jump up on stage and just start doing my thing. A, that would probably drive everybody out of the room. But my wife wouldn't be too pleased about that. Just because you're going somewhere to watch someone do something doesn't mean that then all bets are off so that your significant other can do it as well.
Yeah, I would bet. I see. First of all, the first part of your statement I agree with. Mm-hmm. You should know going in what's going on.
Preparation always goes a long way.
The second scenario, I'm not talking about your wife, but I'm going to say women in general. Mm-hmm. I don't think women in general would have a problem if they went to a strip club for men with their man, mm-hmm. and their man gets up there because I think they would have less of a problem with their man being out there with the Johnson than the reverse scenario with a guy having his woman naked. I think women wouldn't have as much of a problem with that as men do.
Plus, I'm going to see paid professionals.
Well, that's a whole different story.
I don't expect to go to a Mariners game, and then my wife jumps out on the field and starts trying to play second base.
At this point,
it would be an improvement.
Yeah, I don't think she could hurt the team.
bad example.
Yeah.
I feel like as long as there's no like lap dances or anything like that to other patrons, it shouldn't really matter in either gender.
But men are territorial.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. When human beings don't realize that their monkey brain is really behind what's going on, why they do what they do, we try to logic our way through really what are biological instincts, and it's not a brain thing. It's just a body thing. And again, I've been reading this Brain Rules book from Dr. John Medina, so it's not me coming up with this stuff. We need to take that into account. We just have to take into account that we have lizard brains and all mammal brains, that stuff has a play in our lives, not just, oh, we can think our way through.
And I mean, women are territorial too, but I feel like most girls are afraid of saying or doing certain things for fear of being labeled as crazy.
Yeah, well, I
so
wonder.
So we have to hold back.
I wonder if women don't like it if you take their stuff. Like if a man is giving his stuff to somebody, like money or attention or whatever, that might be more than just, hey, you want to see a sausage? What do I care? You know what I mean? I don't want to see that old stupid thing anyway. So, yeah, show it to somebody
else.
Speak
for yourself.
Well, I am, actually.
Young and intelligent.
Oh, really?
Oh, interesting.
You have a smart sausage.
Yes.
Wow,
young, smart sausage.
Smartphones, smart speakers, and Steve's smart sausage.
Because I'm a Mac guy. That's what happens.
Oh, that's what it is. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
This text stems from the story of the woman whose car was stolen, and then she stalked the criminal and eventually stole her car back.
Oh, yeah. Epic story.
So there's a buddy of mine's car got broken into. They stole a whole bunch of stuff for fishing. His girlfriend was smart enough to go on Craigslist and start looking for the stuff that was stolen. And we set up a meeting time with the person that stole it and confronted them in the parking lot of a QFC. And we said, we're going to turn him in if he doesn't bring back all the stuff within an hour. Needless to say, he was back in 25 minutes with everything that was taken.
Damn.
Whoa.
Boy, you
they
know
always
what?
Say that. If something goes missing, get on Craigslist immediately and see if it's for sale.
That's a good call. And that's pretty brave of them because, you know, you don't know who you're dealing with when people are stealing stuff. Like, he might have come back, and he could have come back with some really bad stuff. But okay. You know, it worked for them anyway.
Someone says, what you're now rationalizing is that women are property, so my double standard logic actually still works.
I'm not saying it's right,
Texter. Nobody's
saying
it's property.
No,
it's just,
I'm
almost, all I'm saying is, like, if you're not okay with your woman flashing her boobs in front of someone, and she is, then maybe that's not the right relationship for you. But that's a conversation you should have before you go into a strip club.
And yeah, and also we want to be clear, Texter.
Anybody.
Yeah, it's territorial just means that's just a sort of like old school biological thing. It doesn't mean we still can't think through it, but that's why I think that there's a double standard because men are more territorial than women are. Otherwise, you would have those same feelings. I will tell you this. Here's a perfect example, and I get into fights about this all the time. And I don't want this to be a serious thing, but I think women definitely can understand this because they're the ones that go through it and men don't when it comes to the fact that you decide whether or not you want to have a baby, whereas there's a guy going, why don't I get a decision? Since we both made this thing together, don't I get a decision? And women go, you don't understand because you don't understand because you're not a woman. And I think it's the same kind of argument. You have to understand the person. Otherwise, your logic just doesn't make any sense to anybody. If that's helpful, you know, because it's the same. It's also illogical.
That's my argument all the time. Yeah. I'm like, look, you don't know what it's like to be carrying this child.
Yeah,
I mean, if you see my stomach.
Oh, that food, baby.
I'm a solid 5 months pregnant all the time.
If you're 5 months pregnant, then you know what I'm due any
six.
Day.
Yeah.
Seriously, I am due any day now. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
Somebody wanted some advice from us.
You know, we are amazing at advice.
Yay.
Vicky knows things.
So since I work with a small team of six women, most of us have worked together except for this one girl, and she's made it explicit that she doesn't want to be friends. She wants to do all the minimum required of her and just go home. That's fine and all, but she's not interested in having lunch together, celebrating milestones together, and all that good stuff. But she just said that she would like to be a part of our carpool. She lives at the far end of our area. She wants in on the carpool. I'd rather sleep in an extra 15 minutes than deal with this woman. I'm not inclined to go the extra mile for this coworker who doesn't want to give an inch as being a part of the team. What do you guys think? Should I tell her no, or do I have to have her be a part of our carpool?
Yeah, say you're full up. You don't have enough room.
Well,
what if
that.
She knows there's like three of you in a big car?
Yeah. Yeah, say you have a cooler or something you got to take with you for snacks.
Or you're a pack rat.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
It's really tough. You know, when it comes to corporate culture, and we've learned this, if you have to work with people that aren't just culturally a good fit, and that's corporate culturally a good fit, it really is a problem. And it sounds like this woman's not a fit. And now she's
willingly not a fit.
Yeah. And now she just wants to take advantage of you guys, which will put you out of your way. I see nothing wrong since she's kind of said, I do what I want for me. There's nothing wrong for you guys to say, well, we do what we want for ourselves. It's nothing against her. You just go, I don't want to, you know, have to get up 15 minutes earlier.
Or say at the end of work every day, we all go get happy hour. She's all about not wanting to put in the extra amount of time
Ooh,
at work
good
and
call.
Wants to just check in and check right out. Or
Ooh,
say we're all working late tonight. Can't pick you up. Sorry.
Yeah.
And then if she agrees to it, then just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sneak away.
Oh, or just have her go through a whole bunch of extra hoops. Like, well, we got to meet up over here, so you got to take an Uber over to this spot, and then we'll pick you up.
About all this. You should just say the truth. I mean, just listen.
I like your ideas, actually.
I don't know, man.
You get caught in the lie.
The truth is kind of hard.
See, you know, we've talked to Rev before. And, you know, you and I come from a different place. Rev is a born and bred Seattleite.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
Rev...
Yeah.
Does not like confrontation.
At all.
He doesn't even want to go in and order his own food because they might ask him too many questions about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a thing that exists where you and I, Steve, are like, well, why don't we just tell them the truth?
Yeah. Why use the truth when you can, you know, create an elaborate plan that may or may not backfire?
It's not easy in Seattle. I mean, because if the culture is to just not be confrontational,
yeah,
then you've got to come up with a way. You know what people do? They just don't answer.
That's true.
That's really what they do.
Just
don't
reply to her.
Yeah, you don't reply.
Hey, maybe we'll pick you up tomorrow. If you don't see us at 7, then maybe you should drive yourself.
That's usually what happens. It's like, hey, you guys, I want to do this. And then I never get an answer. Like, nothing. It's really hysterical. It is unbelievable how it's like, well, this conversation's over.
There have been actual times where I've gotten a text and I decided I didn't want to answer it. For the entirety of the whole day, I didn't get on social media. I didn't do anything that they might have noticed and seen that I didn't respond to their text.
Oh, like Birthday Boy. I still haven't confronted Birthday Boy about who owes me a board game because of his Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah.
And I texted, and I didn't go on and blast him on Facebook. I privately messaged him and said, hey, where's my game?
And he never replied.
Nothing. Then I wish him a happy birthday. Thank you!
I still think you should have followed that up.
Yeah.
Where's my game?
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody wants some relationship advice, guys.
All right.
They texted us saying, so me and this girl have been seeing each other for about 5 months. Ooh. We work together, and I know that throws up your alarms. Oh, BJ, I think cue the alarm.
Okay.
There we go. She keeps saying she wants more, but when we're not together, she's hanging out with other guys.
What?
I'm hesitant to try and move on with her and get into the relationship knowing... I'm hesitant to try and move on into the relationship with her knowing that. Do I get into a relationship with her and hope for her to stop hanging out with the other people, or do I cut it off now?
When he says hang out with other guys, I wish I would know what that...
Yeah, let us know the proper definition of that. If by hanging out you mean she's experiencing their sausage, then yeah, that might be something that could be a little bit of a deal breaker. But if she's got guy friends and there's nothing to be concerned about, then why... Don't put your foot down and be like, you can't have these guy friends.
It's that territorial thing again. I mean, it really is why I think us guys have really taken so long to allow girls into our groups when, because of the fact that, or letting our girls get into groups with guys because we're just like, for years, we're like, that shouldn't be. You shouldn't, you know what? Next thing you know, you're in bed with the guy. That was how we always thought, territorially speaking. But. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's changed. I mean, you know, men and women can hang out, and there's just not going to be any sex, or in a lot of cases, there's not even any attraction.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So, I mean, how do you answer that? I mean, unless, if you really dig her, then pursue her. Seems like a pretty easy thing.
Yeah, you know, so many people are afraid of getting their heart broken, and I'm telling you, it's part of life. I think you become a better person if you experience heartbreak. And some people think it's called your heart breaks open. It doesn't break. It breaks open.
Okay.
You know,
smoke more pots.
Yeah. But either way, I do believe that adversity is a big part of humanity, and it's what makes you better, as opposed to a society that really just wants to shield everybody from every pain with the helicopter parenting. I'm not a big believer in that. So
yeah. I mean, well, what Wayne Gretzky said, you miss all the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to, if you're digging this person, are you going to then live the rest of your life wondering, well, that could have been the person that I would have spent some quality time with, maybe not forever, but maybe had a great relationship for a period of time. And then, like you said, I mean, at times, ended relationships for me, it was always about like creating new standards. Like each relationship would end, and I'm like, okay, now I know I don't want that in a relationship.
Yeah.
And the next person that I eventually will be with will not have that trait. Otherwise, I know not to even go down that road. And it was just a series of building new standards and standards and standards until I found somebody in my life that was just like everything I needed. Yeah. And I mean, as silly and as hokey as that sounds, but I would have never known that, though, had I not had failed relationships.
Yeah.
See, I'm kind of thinking back on my more experience times, if you will. And there were many guys that I'd be going out with, but I have other guys on the side too. And it wasn't because there weren't enough. It's just they didn't want to commit or I didn't want to commit. And but the second that you're in a relationship and if you communicate that with her, hey, we're official, that means we're monogamous here. Then if she doesn't want to be it, then that person wasn't right for you.
And it's interesting when you have your eye on the prize. I had to tolerate my wife dating me and other people because she didn't want to commit. But I was like, I'm telling you, I mean, you and I should be together. I just need to grow on you more. That's all. I just realized I just needed to just be in her life. And she'd realize, yeah, what am I doing? Why am I not with this guy? And it took 3 years for me to wear her down. And also not let her out of the house. And
so romantic.
Her down. Yeah. Good God.
Well, I mean, that's just how it was. And the guy that she was dating and me, we were completely opposite people, completely different people. And so it's like, it's weird that she was dating both of us because we hated each other and everything he was about, I wasn't, and vice versa. I just didn't understand what she saw in both of us. Like, I could see one of us, but what are you doing?
So he was quiet and a really chill, nice dude.
Yeah.
PJ
really?
Shea
yeah.
stars in The Relationship Cockroach, coming soon to yeah. Netflix.
But here's the thing. He was kind of like a hippie. He kind of couldn't keep a job. He was really nice, and he was really chill, and he seemed like he was a deep philosophical guy and all that. But he couldn't hold a job to save his life. He wasn't reliable. And me, you know, I was an anal retentive nightmare that could keep a gig, you know. And so, hey, I'm your guy.
Somebody has a question. They need some help. Advice from all of us here on the show.
It is Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone says, I just accepted a great job offer. The only problem is that it's based on a background check or contingent on a background check. I used to be a sex worker.
Oh, nice.
Now, I lied on my resume saying that I was a quote-unquote freelance artist. Now the company is going to be doing a background check. I'm worried that they might find out. My job history is not inaccurate. I did do art commissions and other freelance projects while I was a dancer. But I'm worried that they will discover my past and rescind the offer.
Well,
what should I do?
Oh, so basically, see, sex worker, I guess, yeah, a legal sex worker would be an exotic dancer.
Dancer, you could be a cam girl. Anything that involves sexual stuff in a sense.
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're...
I know you think escort instantly, but
well,
it's not the case.
An exotic dancer is different than a cam girl. Because cam girls are doing like nudity and stuff. Where, oh, yeah, so are strippers. Yeah, never mind. I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. Everything's different. I mean, yeah, right. It just depends on what... they're all in the sex worker field.
So are they looking for us to ask, like, what should she tell them? Should she not tell them? Is that what she's asking?
That's what it sounds like. Should she say something or just not say anything and hope it doesn't show up, I guess, on the background check?
Well, I mean, look, if it shows up and they call you in and say, here's the problem. If they don't like it, they're not going to tell you and you're not going to get the job. And if you tell them this, then they're going to go, oh, so you...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tried to hide it. I mean, I don't know if there's a win here.
I think you're damned if you do or don't on this one. I would say don't say anything and just hope that I don't know how it's going to show up in the background check unless somebody was getting lap dances from you.
She got arrested.
If you get arrested, that's always like a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it might show up because of like paperwork and taxes. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if they do some sussing out and see whatever. But I would hope a background check is just, hey. But here's the trouble. There are some businesses that do fire people when anything like that shows up and it gets put out there. Like if they're dealing with children, you see this happen all the time. You know, oh, here's a picture of Mrs. Johnson from whatever X amount of years ago. We're going to have to let you go. So it is tough.
Yeah, I would not say anything.
Yeah, I mean, might as well not.
Because if you say something and your fear is that they're going to let you go if they find out that you were once a dancer, and then you tell them that you were a dancer, they're still going to let you go.
Yeah.
I think.
Unless you've had this happen before. And you'd rather not get fired after being at the job 6 months from it, because this is an at-will state. People can let you go for any reason. So if they find out later, you might still get fired. It's a hard call.
One person, they don't pull up your tax records to find employment info. It won't show up unless you were getting paid and had a report on taxes. It's funny how one text says one thing, the other says the other. Or if they interview your friends.
All right. It shouldn't matter.
One person, don't tell them. It won't show up. Yeah. Background checks, look for criminal records more so. Another person's background checks are just looking for trouble with the law.
Okay. Yeah, if you didn't do anything bad with the law, you're good. I say don't tell them, because unfortunately we live in a time where people are judgmental about that, when in reality all you're doing is working. Who cares?
Right. Yeah, it's kind of
stupid. I don't. You know, I mean, that's why we hired.
Making an honest living.
We hired Steve. We knew about his past.
I was a dancer.
He was a dancer. Not a good one, but we hired him.
I was one of the three ugly ones.
One of the three.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was their slogan?
Yeah.
Hundreds of pretty girls and three ugly ones.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
I always thought that was so awesome.
Steve's one of the three.
But man, does that get in your head if you're moderately attractive and you're a stripper? Do you start
thinking, yeah, we get mine.
Am I one of the three ugly ones?
That's what I'm thinking.
Do they only hire me so that they can keep their quota of three ugly ones?
Yeah. I'm with you on that. I know, that's why I got the job.
That's probably why they got rid of that slogan.
Yeah. That was the only chance I had to get a job at a strip club. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
Someone says, I'm getting married in a month. I'm getting a little nervous. Any advice for the future?
Yes. Steve, you know what? I mean, out of the two of us, we really can say what we can say. And then we got Rev, who's a relative newlywed. What's it been, 5 years, Rev?
It's been three.
Yeah, like I said, 3 years. Mm-hmm. Seems like five.
Close.
Yeah. And Steve, you've been, what, 8, 9? Okay, good.
Coming up on 9, baby.
Coming up on 9, yeah.
I like that he was trying to count on his fingers and toes.
Did a good job.
I did. Luckily, yeah. I'm still at the point where I can use just my two hands.
So I think it would be interesting to hear what all of us have to say based on the amount of time we've been married. Rev is the one that's been married the least. You're in the middle, and then there's me.
Yeah.
I've been married for about 800 years. Should we get advice from Danny? He was married, but not anymore.
So Danny's advice is don't do it.
Yeah. There we go. All right, Rev, what advice do you have for someone who's getting nervous as they're getting married? And if it's a guy, well, I don't mean, Vicky, you can speak for women, but guys do, of course, you know, that whole commitment, like, oh my God, this is forever. When a guy makes a commitment, it really is big to us, because we just go like, we can't get out of this. Is this surely the right thing I want to do? It's like signing a contract for some big financial thing. I don't know if that's the same thing that happens for women or not, but I think for a lot of guys, they go, oh my God, this is forever.
Well, and I mean, it's one of those things, it depends really on how long you've been with the person previously. Like, if it's only been a couple of years or so, maybe there's a big change. But my wife and I had been together, now it's been 10 years together, 3 years married. And so at this point, when we got married, it really wasn't that much of a change. Like, we were definitely more open with financials, and we made sure that we each knew about those. We got the joint accounts together and stuff like that. So be open about that. By and large, everything was kind of just the same.
So if he hasn't been together as long as you guys have, at least be open with financials.
Yes, yes.
All right. All right. Steve?
Oh, man. I would say.
She's like, you got something, dude. Come on. It's almost 9 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure you guys are still making some sweet love. That's important.
Wow.
I mean, not wrong.
But when do you have to tell a guy that?
Sometimes guys get lost a little bit in their own work.
Good call.
And
all
life.
Right.
And fair forget night. That, you know what? Just as much as you have needs, your wife has needs as well.
Oh, do you know what your wife's needs are?
Yeah, me. All the time.
She needs you.
Well, I guess he really doesn't know what his wife needs.
One of the coolest things, I remember when we sat with our pastor, I thought it was a cool tidbit of advice, and I think it's something that we both keep in our head. There is no other option, in the sense that, like, stop thinking that the grass is greener on the other side. Because a lot of people do. Whether it be romance or just life being single, you committed to each other, and as long as you're treating each other well, put in the work and stop thinking that there's something better out there.
I like that. That's good advice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Danny, you got anything at all?
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Okay. Good job, Danny. Well, no. Danny, is there one thing that you could say, man, yeah, I got married for the wrong reason. Is there a wrong reason you can think of that, yeah, I probably shouldn't have got married?
Oh, out of obligation. I felt like I needed to get married, whereas that wasn't supposed to be a thing. Like, I don't think we should have, type of thing. And then I would just say, which it sounds so cliche, but just communication. At that point, as long as you have open communication and you're able to talk about the hard stuff and the easy stuff, you know, everything, at that point I feel like it would go a lot better. I was in my last relationship, I was just scared to talk about things. So I didn't. And we just bottled things up and they spilled over.
Yeah.
I've never really been in a long-term relationship long enough to really give you any advice.
Good job. There
just keep having sex and...
Did we ask Vicky for advice? I don't even remember.
No,
asking.
You did say a little bit earlier.
Oh, did I? Really? All right.
One person's only advice, once married, all jealousy better be thrown out the window. Never get upset if she hangs out with friends and vice versa.
Nice. Yeah, you know, I'll tell you this. Whatever you think marriage looks like, really, you guys can define that. Your friends may look at you sideways if you two decide that this works for you, whatever it may be. But really, just don't go, well, because this is what marriage is supposed to be, you're going to make that defining for both of you. Really be open and flexible to making your own rules, your own limitations, because that is the true guide to happiness. Is that, you know, a lot of reasons why I didn't want my wife to go away was because I thought everybody would think I was a weirdo that my wife wasn't living with me. But at this stage of our life, this is working for her and this needs to happen for her. And I want to stay married to her and she wants to stay married to me. She's just like, look, this is what I need to do right now. So be open to those kind of things and you should be good. I mean, because everything everybody else has said is really good. And just be open to flexibility because it's been 34 years and I am not the same guy and she's not the same girl that got married in 1985. You will be different people. And if you can remember that and be flexible, you can make it work and it can be fantastic. So that's what I got.
The person never quit trying to win a heart. And I like this one always, and text, but just one for me also is just pick your battles. You don't need to argue and fight over every little thing.
I don't know that one very well.
I know
well.
You don't.
Yeah, you're bad at that.
But we have another text that's the most important thing.
Okay.
Hey, BJ, I tried one of them no-name cakes you talked about last week.
Uh-oh.
OMFG, best ever.
Oh, nice. I was worried about that one.
I love. Well, Steve definitely did a good setup for it. Yeah, he really did.
I know,
did.
Right? I know.
A little sense of nervousness on your side.
But I'm going to tell you this. I knew it was going to go the right way just because it's like they're amazing.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.